Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for our morning Marasi Shehichu. And the schus Moshe Ben Shemar, so Moshe Mordechai, Moshe Ben Shoshana, Shimon Yosef Ben Bruria, and Sheni Chana Bas Malka. And we are going to taste some of the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Agon Rebbe Avraham Genachovsky Zatzal, Parshas Hashavua, Parshas Bishalach. It says in the pasuk, "Zekeli vanvehu." This is my God, and I will glorify Him. We have in the Gemara Maseches Shabbos 133b that we learn from here the inyan of hidul mitzvah, to be mahadir, to glorify the mitzvah, hisna lefan of b'mitzvahs, make a beautiful sukkah, make a beautiful lulav, a beautiful shofar, beautiful tzitzis, beautiful sefer Torah, write it lishma, write it with nice ink, good pen, an expert scribe, and wrap it in beautiful silk wrappings. That's the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, and of Kuflam Gimel Amid Beis. V'inei yishlachko b'din hidul mitzvah. What would be the din b'mikre she'eino yachol lahader legamrei b'shtei ha-mitzvahs? Let's say you can't be mahader completely in two mitzvahs. Is it better to do one mitzvah, behidur gamur, and the second mitzvah, not mahudur at all? Or is it better to do two mitzvahs with a little bit of hidur? What's better? You have two options. Either one mitzvah completely mahudur and the other mitzvah completely not, or each mitzvah somewhat mahudur, but not completely. L'mashal, we have a machlokas machaber amah, tof resh mem hei, seif hei. Mahu shir hayavshus belulav kedei lifos lo. What is the amount of dryness that passels a lulav? V'das ha-mechaber, mi sheyich lemare yarkus shebo v'yalbinu ponov. According to the mechaber, when the green goes away and it whitens, that's the yavshus, the dryness that passels a lulav. The Ramah holds that it's only called a yavesh when nisparech b'tzipoyren machmas yavshuso, when it crumbles with your finger, your nail, because of its dryness. So what would be the din when you have such a lulav, where we have this, we know that there's a shir of yavshus, there's a machlekes. Now, mishum hidur, even according to the Ramah, you should look for lach mamish. Now, it's even according to the Ramah, who holds that if it whitens, it's still going to be kosher, because the Ramah says, in order for it to be pasul, it needs mamish to be that it's going to crumble with your nail. But if it's whitened, then it's still kosher. But even according to the Ramah, you should still look for a beautiful green lulav. You have two possibilities. You can either buy a lulav or an esrog. Also, you have an esrog. An esrog, you go to the rav, or you yourself are a rav. You look at it, you say, mahudr, but you know, A minus, not an A plus. So you can get, you have two minim here. You have the lulav and the esrog. So you have a lulav and an esrog, which are a shtickel mahudr. What do you mean a shtickel mahudr? Shtickel mahudr means that neither of them are nifrach, neither of them crumble, but they're not so green. A little bit of the greenness went away in both the esrog, which makes it less mahudr, and the lulav, which makes it less mahudr. So you can get two A minus minim. Or you can get an esrog, which is mamish, a beautiful green esrog. It's hadar. The Rav says this is an A plus esrog. And then you can get a lulav, which isn't mahudr at all, because the greenness went away completely. It's still kosher according to the Ramah, but the greenness is not green at all. So you have a suffix. Again, you can have an A plus. You can have an A plus esrog, and a D minus lulav, or you can have two A minus lulavs. So it doesn't have the letters. My point is, you can have one mahudr, not mahudr at all, or two pseudo mahudrs, partially mahudr. Eze adif l'cho'ayra, yesh lehavi ra'ay mimat shekatu b'mishne b'ure, b'lachos chaneke, shim ha'shemen hu b'yoyker. Let's say oil is expensive. It's better to light with wax candles and add on every night, then light mit shemen zayis only one candle every night. It's better to light with wax candles and add on a candle every night than light with shemen zayis one candle a night. So you see that it's better to go for the hiddur of kama neros and to light kaminyan hayamim, even though the neros themselves won't be mahudr from being madlik rak ner echad mahudr shemen zayis. So you see then that you prefer the each one being a little bit mahudr, each one being an A minus, than going for the complete mahudr in the one candle you're lighting and negating the other mahudr. In other words, this is there's like two elements over here that we have to have. We have to have the, there's a hiddur of oil, and there's a hiddur of madlik kaminyan ayamim. So when you're madlik kaminyan ayamim with wax, so that's ksas mahudr, because wax is ksas mahudr. So you go for the ksas mahudr in each candle, and you don't go for the complete mahudr in one candle, but you lose out completely on the other hiddur. If you light with one oil candle, so you're hitting a home run, you're getting an A+ for the oil, but you're not getting anything for the minyan ayamim. But if you light minyan ayamim with wax, then it's a little bit, each candle that you're lighting is a little bit of hiddur, because it's only a wax candle. So you can't say it's a complete hiddur, but it's a little bit of hiddur. So you go for the numerous A minuses, and you don't go for the A plus and the D minus. White lighting with wax, with oil, would be an A plus for the oil, and a D minus because you didn't get the minyan ayamim. And when you light with wax candles, which is what we tell you to do, you're getting an A minus for both, because you're lighting kaminyan ayamim, but it's only with a wax candle. So therefore, you're not getting an A+ for anything, but you're getting numerous pseudo hitters. So therefore, you would go then for the A minus lulav and A minus esrik. Or you could say no. You could say when you're lighting kaminyan ayamim, that's complete hiddur. The fact that it's a wax candle, you're right, that's not a complete hiddur. The minyan ayamim is a complete hiddur. So maybe the complete hiddur of minyan ayamim is better or equal to the complete hiddur of lighting with one oil candle. And then you also have the fact that you're still lighting wax candles. So you're still being mekayim the mitzvah of lighting Ner Chanukah with the wax candles. But you have the A+ hiddur of lighting kaminyan ayamim. Before, we wanted to say that lighting kaminyan ayamim is an A minus type of of lighting, because sof kol sof, you're lighting with wax and not with oil. Now we're saying no. When you're lighting kaminyan ayamim, that's A plus. And the fact that it's with axe is NA minus. So it could be that the kaminyan hayamim that you're lighting is better than not equal to, but is actually better than lighting with one oil candle. You're right, oil is a hiddur. Right, oil is a hiddur. But minyan hayamim is a better hiddur. And even though the minyan hayamim is with wax, it's still a better hiddur than one candle with oil. So it's not pshat that there are two A minuses here. Pshat is it's an A plus. What's the A plus? Kaminyan hayamim. And that A plus of kaminyan hayamim is better than the A plus of one oil candle. So Rain of Rabbeinu said, v'lo eidan, I don't know where to go with this. Now we paskin, sheyesh levater al hidr mitzvah, shemevater in your hidr mitzvah, so your friend could be able to do the ikr mitzvah, like we find in the Mishnah Bure, in Hilchos Chanukah, in Tav Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Vav. Shemesh lo shemen betzimtzum, l'chol ha'shmoni yamim, u'lechavero ein klum, mutav, shu yevater al hidr, v'yadlik b'chol layla rak ner echot. You see in the Mishnah Bure that if somebody has only a little bit of shemen for all 8 days, and your friend doesn't have anything, so what should you do? Light one candle a night, and your friend can also light a candle a night. So you have to be mevater in your ear of lighting kaminyan hayamim for your friend's ikara mitzvah. We also say that you have to be mevater in your mitzvah de rabbana, so your friend should be able to do a mitzvah de reisa. And maybe your friend's mitzvah d'oraisa precedes your mitzvah d'rabbanan, or maybe no. Maybe your mitzvah d'rabbanan precedes your friend's mitzvah d'oraisa. Nafkusais, l'mashal, begavne, shekvar notal arba minim biyom tov rishon d'sukis. You already took your four species on the first yom tov of Sukkis. And now you have to go home. And there are other people who are going to come after you go, and they are going to need the Arba Minim to be Mekayim the Mitzvah D'oraisa. However, if you leave the Arba Minim here, then you're not going to have the Arba Minim for the rest of Yantiv to do the Mitzvah D'rabbanan. So in other words, should I be Mevater on my Mitzvah Arba Minim for the rest of Yantiv so that the people who are coming after me are going to be able to take these Arba Minim and do their D'oraisa? Or no, I take it home and I make sure I do my D'rabbanan. Achilas matzah. You already ate a kezayis matzah, and you have one more kezayis to the afikomen, and your friend doesn't have matzah at all, so you did your d'oraisa. So do you give your friend, do you leave it for your friend or not? To do his d'oraisa. Ubepshuto, it would seem that your d'rabbanan is first. Eyecha kodman. We may borrow that phrase from a different context. However, we see that there's one teretz in Tosfos in the sugi of Radia Sapas. Shabbos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph Dibur Maaseh Vechi. The Sharinen Le Lemebad Isul Derabbanan Lemnoya Chaveroi Me Isul Doi Reise. That it's permitted for you to do an Isul Derabbanan in order to prevent your friend from doing an Isul Doi Reise. Even when you didn't cause the Isur, when your friend wasn't Poshea, you're allowed to do an Isul Derabbanan to prevent your friend from doing an Isur D'oraisa here also. Let's say the person should be mevatel his derabbanan, that his friend can do a D'oraisa. But you can answer that no. Shiny Yisurim mitzvahs. Yisurim are different than mitzvahs. And when it comes to Yisurim, then there you do an Isur D'oraisa for your friends to prevent a D'oraisa. It's more chamor. You don't want your friend doing Yisurim. But when it comes to doing a mitzvah, your mitzvah comes first, and your friend, what can he do? He's honest. Doesn't have, he doesn't have. Now there's a din in the Gemara in Eruvin 32b that you're allowed to be over on the Issa de Rabbanan. Litroim Shaloim in Amukov. to be toilem, trumas and maisers on food that's not in front of you. Your mafresh here and food that's somewhere else. That's called toilem shalim namukov. So this is the rabban. You're allowed to be over that is the rabban in order to save your friend from an isur doy raisa v'achilas tevel. So we see in the dinim and hagas of the Chazon Ish 15:7 that hu adin mutul lahafresh shalim namukov. You're allowed to be mafresh shalim namukov in order that your friend should be mekayim the mitzvah of arba minim, because esrog shel tevel is possible. So your mafresh shalom and amukov said it's not going to be an esrog shel tevel. So we see that you're allowed to be over in an issa de rabbanan, not to prevent an issa for your friend, but so your friend should be mekayim a mitzvah. So you should also be allowed to be mevatel maybe you should be allowed also to be mevatel your dairaisa, so your friend should be mekayim a mitzvah rabbanan. Here you see you're allowed to be over an iser, so your friend should be mekayim a mitzvah. Shalom and amukov. So your friend is mekayim the mitzvah arba minim, the dairais of arba minim. Maybe the Chazon Ish's case is different, because the Chazon Ish is talking about an instance where it was the person's fault. It was this person's fault that the other fella was mafresh, that he has an esrog shel tevel, or he has a suffolk esrog shel tevel, so we send an esrog to another city, and then there's a shaylan meiser. So since it's his fault by sending him this esrog, which has a shaylan, so he could save his friend from the iser. But when it's not his fault, who says that he's allowed to do an iser in order, therefore he could be mafresh in order that his friend should be able to do the mitzvah. But who says that if it's not his fault, then he can do an avera in order that his friend should be able to do a mitzvah. So, Mordechai v'Raboisai, ze rak tima kala, mitivrei Moreinu v'Rabbeinu. Moreinu v'Rabbeinu has thousands, tens of thousands of pages of Chidushei Torah, and I mamish, it's chikoy mam takim v'kulei mechmadim. So Ashrei Mishizachinu and Amir Tashem, we have a lot of very interesting zachin to talk about in Parashat Peshach. Every Parashat, but right now Mahal Nidu, so Amir Tashem, hopefully in a future shir, will continue with some very interesting inyan about Isaac Mitzvah, Kaduna Mitzvah, that we learn about in this week's Parashat. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.